Medical use of marijuana is now legal in 38 states as well as the District of Columbia. In 23 states and the District of Columbia, legislatures have passed measures to regulate cannabis for non-medical use. And yet, the military has been a place where marijuana is a no-no. But bipartisan lawmakers in Congress are now looking to relax guidelines surrounding marijuana use, all because, well, we have a recruitment problem. Here to talk about marijuana in the military, we bring in the host of Weed and Whiskey TV, the J-Man, Jerry Joyner. J-Man, what up, brother?
How you doing this morning?
I'm all right. Yourself?
Oh, if I was any better, I'd need a twin brother.
All right, America's attitude about marijuana, it's certainly changing. Again, more and more states looking to regulate cannabis for non-medical use. But should the military be any different, J-Man?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Ron. America has decided to accept cannabis. 88% of Americans, according to a recent Pew Research survey, said that they believe it should be legal. And our young people is where the recruitment of our military comes from. So as we're changing as Americans, the military is having to look at that, just like the NCAA did for the college athletes. Are we going to test these people and restrict them from these opportunities because they've tried cannabis at some time?
You know, it's interesting that the cannabis industry got a very unlikely ally in conservative Matt Gaetz from Florida. He's the latest lawmaker to propose a change to the military's standards when it comes to cannabis. Representative Gaetz introduced an amendment yesterday that would end cannabis testing for military members. Well, it's one way to certainly get the recruits that would be deemed unmilitary-like. It would be one way to get those recruits into the military.
Sure, and Ron, it's not just the Department of Defense or the military. You know, the FBI reduced. They had a thing where you could have never used marijuana, and then they changed it where you couldn't have used marijuana in the last 5 years, because so many people are using this for therapeutic reasons, not just for recreational reasons. I think it's another reason that they're having to look at this really hard and saying, hey, are we going to penalize people for an opportunity in the military because of the cannabis use? And are we going to restrict ourselves from the pool that we choose from?
J-Man, you bring up an interesting point, because there's countless numbers of veterans that are preferring cannabis over pills when they're dealing with the post-traumatic stress disorder.
Absolutely, Ron. You know, and it's a great thing to help these guys that provide our freedom with their medical needs. Marijuana has been shown to help reduce their anxiety, their depression, PTSD, get them off a cocktail of pills that they've been under a regimen of taking. So, and also with psilocybin, we're seeing that what we've referred to as the psychedelic mushrooms being something that took you on a magical trip. Well, microdosing of this substance is helping some of these veterans with their ailments. So I think we'll see more and more research come out as people are more and more relaxed on, hey, what can this plant do to help people? But let's face it, 88% of Americans thinking it should be legal. Do we test our recruits for, did they have a beer before? Did they drink a shot of whiskey? We don't penalize them for that, and maybe that's why Representative Gaetz is thinking now. You know, he's down in Florida, which Florida has a huge medical marijuana community also. So he's looking at his constituents and what they want also, I think.
Now, I think it needs to be said that nobody is sitting back and saying, oh, you can use marijuana when you're in the military. I think what is being said right now is we should not penalize anyone who has used cannabis in the past from enlisting into the armed forces.
That's right, Ron. That's right. You know, J-Man, here I've been using cannabis for 50 years, and I can tell you right off the bat, man, we don't want any guy getting in a B-2 bomber or on the front line with a machine gun with his bong in his backpack. Okay, that's not what this is about and not what we're talking about. But no different than the ability to have an alcoholic beverage after they've served their tour of duty, or they've been out in the field and they're on their rest and relaxation. Should they be penalized because they chose marijuana instead of a beer?
J-Man Joyner is an outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry and the host of Weed and Whiskey TV. J-Man, before we let you go, as I pointed out in the beginning of this interview, 38 states and the District of Columbia, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures, 38 states and the District of Columbia have medical use of marijuana that is legal. Now, in 23 states, as well as the District of Columbia, legislatures have passed measures to regulate cannabis for non-medical use. I know there are a number of states that are going to have the legalization of marijuana on their ballots in November. Do you anticipate that number rising considerably in the next 3 to 5 years?
Oh, I definitely consider that. I definitely think that there are going to be more states that are coming on board both medically and recreationally. But, Ron, here's something I think a lot of Americans don't realize. In 49 states, every state but Idaho, you can go buy a Delta 9 product. It's got THC in it. It might be a gummy. It might be a seltzer that you drink. Okay. So it's not the flower that people think of when they're rolling up a joint. Okay. This is available legally because of the 2019 Farm Bill in almost every state, 49 states. So the accessibility of somebody being able to get a cannabis to try that, and it show up in their system, THC show up in their system, is everywhere now.
J-Man, thank you so much for coming on the program. I really do appreciate it.
Ron, y'all have a great day.